Welcome to the Fleur Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fleur on Wednesday, the 11th of November, recording at 9:16 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mostly a little higher today. One of the better gains was in Hong Kong. The China A-share markets, they slipped a wee bit today, breaking the string of advances which had continued for 8 days. Now, European stock markets were a little bit higher here today, pretty well across the boards, although I see Spain was an exception, down a tiny bit. And Wall Street opened strong, had some decent gains, gave most of it up, and then picked up a bit towards the close, sort of half a percentage point on average for the main indices. Now, elsewhere, the long-dated government bonds are generally firm in terms of their prices. The US dollar is a fraction higher. It had been weaker earlier on. For instance, the euro got up to nearly 150 and a half, but then slipped back under 150, currently 149.82. And precious metals, good day here overall. Gold bounding ahead, currently at 118. That's up 12. Good day for platinum, and palladium, I think, was particularly strong here today in percentage terms. Silver also up. Industrial metals didn't fare quite so well. Copper and nickel slipped back, almost reversed some reasonable gains that were seen earlier in the day. Among soft commodities, I think cocoa and coffee were firm, and the grains were, well, no. I think wheat was a little steadier. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, the action is extremely firm, and the main driver here, unquestionably, is all the liquidity that is sloshing around in the system. Quantitative easing continues, and monetary policy trumps almost everything else more often than not. You've heard me say that on a number of occasions, and that still appears to be the case. Now, we have been, and arguably still remain, in a shallow corrective phase for most stock markets. But within that, for instance, Singapore, which has been ranging sideways, the Singapore index has been ranging sideways for four consecutive months, and it hit, 3.5 months, but it hit a new recovery high in here today. The China leash factor, given that China is such an influential market, remains positive despite being slightly down today. And Wall Street, with a tailwind of a soft US dollar and with the quantitative easing continuing, remains very firm here, unusually for Wall Street, showing some upside leadership, with the Dow having hit a new high yesterday, new recovery high, and having extended it today. The S&P briefly touched a new recovery high today, but couldn't quite hold the move over 1100, but still very firm. And the NASDAQ 100 index closed at a new recovery high here today. So that has the most important leash effect overall. So the environment for equities remains benign. There is a possibility that we get some further ranging consolidation, and taking that would be taking stock market indices a little closer to those rising 200-day moving averages, in what Owen and I have described all along as nothing worse than a reversion to the mean process overall for global stock markets. So not too much to fear in here, I feel, and a lot to like. Now, again, people fret. They're always going to fret, and that's no bad thing. They're always going to find something to fret about, I should say. And people say that maybe the growth won't be there. They worry about what will happen when central banks remove the quantitative easing. Well, no one can answer answer that, or no one can know for sure what will happen when these events take place in future. But meanwhile, central banks have signaled that they're going to continue to keep monetary policy accommodative, at least for the short term. I maintain that they'll be watching asset price appreciation, and the central banks have wanted to see asset price appreciation because that helps to bring confidence back. It helps to generate tax revenue. It all helps to stave off the deflationary pressures that everyone has been fearing, or that so many people have been fearing. Now, what would really throw a spanner in the works, as I've mentioned on innumerable occasions, would be another spike in the price of crude oil. Crude oil remains steady around the $80 level. It's slightly beneath that today. But that's not a spike upwards, clearly. Gold is very firm, continues to push ahead, but I don't think that that will concern central banks all that much, certainly not at this stage. And this is not yet gold fever, although I expect this secular bull market that we've been talking about really over the last, since 2001, I expect this to eventually end in a major bout of gold fever, and we haven't seen that really since the latter part of 1979 and early 1980. But gold fever is not evident here today, just a steady, very steady technical performance. Okay, well, how to play it? I certainly like the stock markets still, and where we have seen pullbacks or sideways consolidations, I tend to view those as buying opportunities. I think technically stock markets are healthier today than they were a month or two ago. And I expect them to be higher by year end. In terms of long-dated government bonds, I continue to regard those as the canary in the coal mine. And they're still chirping away quite happily, albeit range-bound, as you would expect in this environment, I think, because the quantitative easing is preventing the yields from backing up the way I think we would be seeing otherwise. There are some people who say, well, the deflationary concerns are so great that we would be unlikely to see the long-dated yields back up in any event. Well, the point can't be proven one way or another until after the heavy buying of government debt by these central banks desists, provided that it does desist. It hasn't happened in Japan, for instance. My hunch is that the deflationary pressures have been avoided by this massive and effective quantitative easing, and that we are seeing the predictable asset price reflation led by stock markets and commodity markets. That's good news for subscribers because we can play those moves, as I'm certainly doing, and I hope that all of you are doing. And I think this is still a very attractive market for making money. I think one's spoiled for choice overall. So I like the fuller money themes, including the multinational, the big leading multinational companies in the USA. They're doing very well. Their consolidated earnings will certainly benefit from the soft US dollar, and they're selling into stronger markets overseas, and the US market itself is improving somewhat. So again, I like those big leaders, and Owen has often written about them. A lot of them are information technology stocks. But they also include things like Amazon, which has just been racing away on the upside recently. And I think it'll go further. So, what else? Precious metals. Now, if gold maintains its medium-term consistency pattern of the last 3 or 4 months, then we could expect it to pause soon and go into another of those little ranging consolidation phases. But the overall upward trend is quite likely gathering momentum at this stage, so I wouldn't be taking any profits here on the gold in the gold market at this stage. My feeling is that it is turning out so far to be an almost identikit replay of the moves that we saw following the 18-month or so consolidations. Now, when I've described these previously in audios, I think I've said commencing in September 2004. It wasn't September 2004, it was September 2005. I looked at that chart again today. So those powerful moves following breakouts to the upside commencing in September 2005 and also September 2007, and the latest one, of course, being September 2009. And if we see this again pattern continue to play out as we saw previously, I would expect to move up to at least $1,300 for the price of gold bullion, and I would expect to see that sometime. Again, roughly comparing it with what we saw back in the other two upward moves that we saw, I would expect that sometime in the first quarter, towards the back end of the first quarter or early in the second quarter. The other two accelerated peaks, I think it occurred in May of 2006, and I believe in March of 2008. Remember it well. It was a profitable move for us then, as it is now. So, what about the other precious metals? Well, I'm expecting silver and platinum to pop on the upside any day now. Mind you, I've been expecting that for a while, or I should say hoping for it for a while. When I look at the chart, it looks very, very consistent with what we've seen previously, but for something like platinum, it's been a day up and a day down, but in a very tight range, sort of in the, well, I was going to say centered on the 1350, 1360 level, and so I do expect that break to the upside. One of the reasons I expect that is because palladium's been a little bit firmer overall, and that hit a new recovery high in here today. So I'm well represented in the gold, platinum, and silver in my own personal trading account. Owen last did a review of the gold mining shares on the 5th of November. And that HUI Gold Bugs Index has lagged behind gold bullion's move overall, but I wouldn't be surprised if it staged a catch-up move, or I certainly think it'll run to new highs here. It hasn't taken out the 2008 high yet, although it's extending its upward trend from last year's low. It did that today. But a number of those patterns, particularly some of those bigger cap gold stocks, things like Barrick and Newmont, really are pushing up to the upper side or just beginning to break out of those big long-ranging consolidation patterns, and could really do quite well. So you see, I think we really are in an environment where one is spoiled for choice here overall. Now, what about currencies? I think the dollar probably will remain on the defensive, but there's no dollar collapse. So there's not much going on here, touch wood, to unnerve investors, although investors have been quite nervous over the last few weeks. All it takes is one economist or two to come out and describe everything as bubbles. And I think it's unfortunate. I'm practically quoting Mervyn King, who I saw from the home gym this morning. He was saying, so a reporter asked him something and made some sort of comment about a bubble. And he said that he thought that it was unfortunate that every time any asset market moved upwards, that it was immediately termed a bubble. I would add to that, usually by those people who don't own it or who haven't invested in it. But my own view is that we don't have any bubbles right now. I think China was perhaps getting closest to showing some bubbling, but then that was spiked by the reaction that we saw in August. And I certainly don't regard stock markets as being in bubble territory here now. I don't think gold is in bubble territory, or anything else for that matter. So again, this is still a favorable environment overall, and I don't see anything that central banks need to move against. As I had mentioned earlier on in this audio, what really would concern me would be if we saw a spike upwards in crude oil, because that would put central banks in a very difficult position, because they know that that would push inflationary pressures higher in the short to medium term. They also know that it would have a deflationary impact on the global economy, in this because it would increase the risk of a sort of a double dip type of recession. But crude oil hasn't spiked higher in here, and I don't think it will. I'm kind of hoping it won't, as you know. But I think we are likely to get a more moderate ranging rise, which is the sort of thing we've been seeing with many industrial metals, for instance, where they've had long multi-month consolidations within a recovery trend. That's pretty much the background that I expect to see. So, good times in the markets for all of us. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're pleased with what's your positions and what's taking place. I certainly am. And I think that's about it here. So I'll just say all the best to all of you.